B'shem Kol Yisrael, we're learning the Tivus Shalom, Parshas Naso, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, 2022, I don't know the Hebrew year date. Daber el Aaron avanav lemor, ko tibarchu et bnei Yisrael amor lahem, yivarechacha Hashem yishmerecha, ye'er Hashem panav lecha, yikunecha yisa Hashem panav lecha, yasem lecha shalom. So in our Parsha, we have the beautiful blessing that the Kohanim, the priests, bless the Jewish people. Yesh leva'er, inyan birchat Kohanim, so the first question is, what does it mean? You should be blessed. I bless you, man. What does it mean, blessing? Bracha. In other words, I don't really deserve something according to God's calculations. And then somehow I bless you and you get that new car that you wanted. Like, how does it work? Every other blessing, we say God commanded us to do it. Only here by Birchat Kohanim do we suddenly have this blessing with love. What's love got to do with it when it comes to Birchat Kohanim? And why do we have to specifically mention Aaron's holiness? Okay, so the blessing has to be done with love, as the Holy Zohar teaches. And any Kohen that's not in a loving mood cannot actually not bless his brethren. But there are many details when it comes to the laws of mitzvahs. So we don't include it in the nusach of the bracha, of the blessing. So why does it's so important for the Kohanim to actually mention love? So a few questions, great questions, questions that we should have asked ourselves if we would have thought about it. But it's okay. We don't know anything about these things. But Tivus Shalom is going to have even greater answers. Yesh leva'er ha'inyan. We can explain like this. Tine HaKadosh Baruch Hu barat ha'olam be'ofen shekol seder bria hu al-yedi mishpia u'mekabel. The whole world is built in such a way that there is a giver and a receiver. Mashpia and a mekabel. Kamo sheyetzira at Adam b'chol nivrim hu al-yedi mashpia u'mekabel. Just like the creation of man and all the creations is through a giver and a receiver. God created and we receive. And of course, when it comes to plant life, there's the water which gives, and then the ground which receives, and then it grows. Right, the rain and the sun give. Now, what connects the giver and the receiver, it's called love. The passing to Hillel and Pietas teaches us that the world is created from a place of chesed, of kindness, of love. Really, the whole world was created from a place of love that connects the giver to the receiver. God loved us, and therefore He creates us. So spiritual matters also only grow when you have a giver and a receiver. And it's impossible for a person to get perceptions in life without a mashpia, a giver. And the connection between the giver and the receiver is done through love. That's the idea of a blessing. Truth is, it's beyond nature. It's beyond the natural laws of physics and chemistry and biology, the concept of blessings of bracha. We're talking about things that require blessings, unnatural things. And we want the blessing to guard over you. Blessing is giving energy and shefa, which is blessing, abundance through the mashpia makabel, through the giver and the receiver. Mashpia gives a bracha to the makabel. Through the giver, the abundance of on high is given the unworldly. Heavenly light comes down to the blessing, blesser, blessing receiver. We've seen that concept of blessing when Avram blesses Yitzchak, or Birchat Yitzchak Yaakov, and Yitzchak blesses Yaakov, or Birchat Yaakov Vanov, and Yaakov blesses his children. Remember the blessing when Yitzchak wants to bless Yaakov, and he says, "Come, drink me, give me some food and drink." It should awaken the love between Yitzchak and his son. The only way for the blessing to really work is when there's a love between Mashmi and Mekabel. Love is what connects us. And it's a good teaching for me. At my Shabbos meals, I often have random strangers bless each other. And maybe I should remind them that the blessing only really works if you love the other. But that might be a little bit intense for people who just met each other. Anyways. Just as we need a receiver and a giver when it comes to all of our service of Hashem, kach v'chlal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chinas mashviya u Aaron HaKohen shaya oyev shalom v'roidev shalom oyev v'briyas v'makarv v'latoyda. Aaron is considered the great lover of Israel. He loved everybody. He loved peace. And that's why, because he loved people, he was able to do kiruv, to bring them close to Torah. U'kedushata shel Aaron noved nimidas ha'ava shalo makasheret v'ne mashviya l'makablim. And Aaron was so holy that he can connect the givers and the receivers. And this is the concept of the blessing of the Kohanim, that they are giving their abundance to the Israelite people. This is the source of the blessing of the priests. They're taking that love, Aaron, which is in their spiritual DNA, and they're letting it flow down to you and me, us Israelite folk. Oh! I just had an insight, but I'll wait till the end to share it. Perhaps this is also the idea of with love. It's only through the ava, the hav of giving, of love, that the blessing is chal, the blessing falls. This certainly applies when it comes to matters which are beyond nature. Let's be honest, the whole reason we're in this world is to get close and davuk, attached to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kumosha katuv bereish mesilas yesharim, is the Ramchal teaches us in the path of the just, that ta'achli shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu da'adam u'kadesh ki'agia li ta'aneg al Hashem anot miziv shechinato. The whole purpose of life is to get to a place of enjoying and delighting upon the Shechina. And when we do physical delights just for the sake of the physical delight, it actually makes us far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. בכל התורה והמצוות הם איזה בסיעות שנתן הקדוש ברוך הוא ליהודי שיוכל לעמוד כנגד כל דברים המרחיקים. And the Torah and the mitzvot are super gifts and ways and advice and helpers to overcome the obstacles that are going to try to make us far from Hashem and feel that closeness to Hashem in this world and the next. Right? That's why after Yom Kippur, when you're pure, when you do a mitzvah, you feel greater attachment and joy in it after doing tshuva. But Hashem gives us a special gift called the blessing of the Kohanim. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we get to do it every day. In Chutz La'aretz, we usually only do it on the holidays when we're in a state of simcha, and perhaps you could suggest Abba. That's my chiddush. The Rama says it's about simcha. Anyways, Shehu Hashefa Yirad Al Yidei Mashpil Makabo. That's the blessing and abundance is going down to the receiver. Every day we have an opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's so important to have a Rebbe. We know Chassidim, it's very, very important to have a Rebbe. The highest level of priorities. We get the blessing through the concept of the giver and the receiver. And that's the source of blessing. Without it, you can't get to any spiritual attainments. Now, you could learn Torah all day and do mitzvahs. You're not going to get to the levels you need to get to without the receiving. And through the love, that's what creates the kesha. Maybe this explains why my Rebbe of Jaeger, he often makes me a coffee in the morning. Sometimes I'm not even in the mood for the coffee, but it's his way of expressing love, so I try to drink it, usually. That's my drasha. I hope he's not listening to this here. Probably not, because I don't know how good his English is. Anyways, Rabba Kadesh Mirujin Amar Shemitinas Ma'os L'tzadik Inyanat L'kasher V'nanoitim L'mekaba. That's also why you give tzedakah to tzadikim to connect. So they can give to their good sources of tzedakah. That's also why we give gifts to the priests. When we give, it awakens love and that connects the giver and the receiver. Now we understand the concept, the content of blessings. Bless you with spiritual matters and physical matters. God should guard you from the negative energies. There are also spiritual detrimental energies, and we need to be protected from them too. Like arrogance, for example. The Torah is the holiest thing. And even the Torah, for one person, is the drug of life, another person is the drug of death. Even something super holy like that, there is spiritually negative energies. We have to pray that even the blessing called rain should be for blessing and not for curse. The Torah has to be for blessing. Physical argashmias also has to be for blessing. We have to pray that it go for the blessing. Afilu ageshem shumakar bracha shekol bracha chabadora umrat al geshem shu bracha gdol yater shayachayu shiyeh chas v'shem l'kola. Even rain, which symbolizes the makar of blessing in the world, can also go, you know, it can have a negative effect on us. We need to pray that Hashem directed for blessing. Even when it comes to doing Torah and mitzvahs, if my intention is not purely l'shem shamayim, it could be, God forbid, considered a sin and not a, it could make us far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not close, God forbid. So we have to be so clear and pure in our intentions. Especially when we're doing something publicly and, you know, there's an element of arrogance and ego. So praying for God that He guard us from these negative spiritual energies. Yair Hashem, finally, Hashem should shine panav alecha yichanecha, his face upon you and grant you grace. Yish lefarach al derech ma'imar maran, he quotes his grandfather, v'mati lo na'irav tiptichi lechav ha'bahata, v'eit she me'ir le'udi nocheach u l'rot shakol ninin ha'olim zeh al tabitav tashkutav em choyshech enam klum. It's going to be a point where a person is going to realize that all of the desires of this world are just darkness, and there's nothing of substance. The truth is, a Jew's soul is from a place of pleasure. When you don't see godliness, you don't feel the pleasure of holiness, so then you head for the taiva section of the supermarket of life. But bimiti li nahira as tichvichlan tata ki atanu gadol biyotem kolam tegin shemahu. Kasher yudi margish shehu kasher l'shem yivrach. When you feel close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're davening the emes, you're learning the emes. You're not distracted by the physicality. You realize what the true pleasures in life are. Yisah Hashem anavlecha mivrach midbarch yagvar vir kaso mimcha. When it says in God should place His face on you, the midrash says this means that He should not be angry at you. We need a blessing that God should never be angry at us. So we're playing, even we deserve that God should be angry at us, He should have mercy upon us and only look at us lovingly. Okay. Time is short. So I just want to summarize that a bracha is awakening the blessing of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When I bless my friend, I have the koach, a yid as a koach to bless. Says to Avram Avinu, those who you bless will be blessed. But this bracha is only chal, it only falls when there's true ava, when it's done from both sides, really love each other. And that's the connection. So that's, I guess takeaway number one is that when we're blessing each other, it needs to be done from a place of Ava. When we're blessing at Shabbos, we bless our children, we bless our wives, we bless our children, our friends, have that in mind. And when we're davening and we're blessing Hashem, we have to do it with Ava. Everything has to be done with Ava. We also have to remind ourselves the importance of having a Rebbe, the importance of the Mekabel sometimes, receiving, not just giving and also giving, having space for both. And in that zechus, may Hashem bless everyone here who's listening, wherever you are, to have such a beautiful Shabbos, such a beautiful Shavuos, where you really feel the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every day we should remind ourselves that the truest joys in life are closest to Hashem in doing Torah and mitzvahs. This shiur was brought to you by Nativa Shalom, Parshas Naso. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.